too.
Okay, so I'm Caroline. So my story is started like when I was at LAX. So we all had to meet at LAX to go to Australia, and I was a J term. So I get there like relatively early. They tell you like 5 hours early just in case. So right when we got there, I met up with like people I was going abroad with, and we got our gate for the flight. So we go there kind of right away, and we're just like hanging out and talking. And then a woman starts speaking on the loudspeaker, and she's saying, okay, like gate to Melbourne has moved. And I'm like, turning to my friend, I'm like, do you think that's, she's talking about Melbourne? And she's like, no, no, Melbourne has an R in it. Like, that wouldn't make sense at all. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. So, so we're true. Sitting there, just two of us are chatting. We don't think anything of it. It's constantly going in the loudspeaker. They're like making sure as time goes on. And then we're like looking around, we're like, no one's around us. It was just us two. And we're like, So then I had to go up to like to a girl like who I heard had an Australian accent talking on the phone with someone. And I was like, just a question. Is Melbourne pronounced Melbourne? And she was like, yeah.
Like you're dumb.
And I was like, oh my God. And then so we had to run to the other gate, and then we were like very close to missing our flight. They were boarding as we were figuring this out. But like that experience like showed me like even though I took that pre-course for a whole semester and like knew I was going to a country that like the same language, right? It made me realize like how much I had to learn, and like I didn't know anything about Australia really. So when I got there, that experience helped me like just like be more observant and like listen to what other people are saying and like try and pick up on how they talk, and that you might think it's one way, but it's different. So even though like I wasn't abroad technically at that point, once I landed there, I think it made my...
Probably like a whole new shift.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think I would have like been so attentive to it, because my trip was ecotourism. So a lot of it was just like, we were learning about sustainability and like doing canyoning, like surfing for the first couple of days. So it wasn't like culture based, but even then, I would like talk to like the tour guides or something and like ask, and it made me want to ask more about their culture, even though I wasn't completely immersed in it yet in the first couple of days. So
did this experience kind of end up making you more excited or nervous for the culture
difference? Oh, excited. I was actually more excited that like it was so different than what I thought. Okay. Because then it made it more interesting. And yeah, I was like, now I want to learn about it more. It's not just going to be like people with different accents. Yeah, but like it's so much more than that.
I think so many people think Australia is so similar to the States.
Yeah, and it's so different. Yeah. So that was a good experience for me.